Hey, good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Is intern Chloe Money mad at me, or is she just really nervous about the box of shame she has to face in an hour?
I think both.
What did I do?
You were like, you have to do the box of shame in your face.
Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, in your face. And I poked her on the cheek. And
so she's
like,
probably
she's like,
you.
That's assault, buddy. All right. Hey, you know, we will be going live on Instagram. Intern Chloe Money lost Dare Dice yesterday. So unless she rolls doubles, she will be facing the box of shame in 1 hour from now. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Hey, 2 weeks until Christmas. Holy cow, that's soon. The best days to fly during the upcoming holiday season are Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. The worst days, Friday and Saturday before Christmas, and the 2 days after Christmas. Are you flying at all?
I'm going to fly after Christmas this time. I think the 27th or the 28th. But I always find if you can fly on the holiday, it is the best. Like Thanksgiving Day, breeze to fly. But if you go Wednesday, forget about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I never thought about that. But a lot of people are probably trying not to fly those days. Live the Web Girl might like this one, also be aware of it. Smirnoff is trying to bring back the icing trend. Now, Liv knows what it is. Do you know what icing is, Mackenzie?
Well, you say Smirnoff and icing. I think Smirnoff ice.
Like, have you been iced?
Yeah.
Have you been iced before?
A verb.
Describe it, Liv.
Do I want to be iced?
Okay,
oh,
so maybe. Icing is where you basically hide a Smirnoff ice somewhere, and then the person like finds it or stumbles onto it, and when they do, they have to take a knee and chug the whole like 12-ounce Smirnoff ice.
I miss Smirnoff ice.
Oh,
I haven't had a Smirnoff ice for so long.
Guess we're getting her for Christmas.
Perfect. I know exactly what to get you for Christmas. I actually got kicked out of my sorority for doing this.
What?
For icing like three of my best friends. Yeah.
It's a real thing. Okay.
But it's like a thing. Like a ton of people do it. Like I did it to all of my brother-in-laws for Christmas last year.
Where did you hide the
so
ice?
So for Christmas last year, I just put it in a box. And I was like, oh, and my mom was like, oh, this one's for Brad. And Brad opened it. And it was just a Smirnoff ice. So he had to get on his knee
and drink
it.
I'm going
to
do this at my family's Christmas house.
Yes.
So
Liv
fun.
Will tell you all about it. I got iced on my wedding day. So I had to
you
like.
You did?
Yeah, with all my groomsmen. So
why
I had to do
are
that.
They not bringing this back 100?
Well,
it's
they
so
are.
Fun.
Here's my point. Talk about like expensive. For $20, they're selling boxes, which is cool though. They look like actual like, oh hey, this is a piece of it's a microwave or it's something, some kind of like kitchenware thing. So you're like, oh my gosh, I got that toaster I needed. No, you just got iced in a fancy box. So $20, that's what Smirnoff is doing. You can check that out on their website.
That's fun.
That's amazing. I love that.
Okay, this is a really cool story. There's a Baltimore-based real estate developer, St. John Properties. They announced at a recent holiday party that they are going to be giving away a lot of money. How much did they tell their employees? Well, they said about, how about this, an extra $10 million in bonuses. What they were going to do is split it up between the 198 employees, and I guess they were celebrating a company milestone. Check out, this is the announcement being made, and then I got people's reaction, and then the boss talking about the company.
Everybody is important in this company, and everybody performs in this company. They really do. And I got to tell you, you're all participating in a bonus based on the number of years of $10 million. And now you can open your red envelope.
Okay, so they're going crazy.
I got goosebumps from that. That would be so amazing.
Check out some of the reaction.
We just got a big payday. Woo!
It's crazy. It's life-changing. I'm shocked. I'm very thankful.
What happened tonight was magical. It's really amazing.
And here's the boss talking about it.
The individual bonus amounts ranged anywhere from $100 all the way up to $270,000.
And how long has that person been working at the company?
44 and a half years.
Wow.
That's incredible.
$270,000. But even $100 is pretty dope. But it's like,
well,
holy cow.
Not compared to $274,000.
Well, of course. But listen, I'll tell you now. I've been working at a company for 40 years. In comes a new kid for 1 year, and they get like $50,000. I'm like, oh hell
you would
no!
Be so pissed.
But if you got $50 and I got $500,000, you'd be like, I have a little problem. Oh. Even though you're grateful for $50.
Yeah, true. Either way, I'd be ungrateful.
But
if
that
you got
is
more than
incredible.
Me.
I think that just that lights me up inside.
And finally, listen, the dog's okay in this video, but I guess this happened a few months ago, but if you're not on TikTok, this just has been viral the past couple of days. It's really funny because the dog's okay. I'll put it up on Joe's Need to Know News, our blog, later on at joemckenzie.com. This dog apparently gets really excited. It'll run down the stairs, and then it'll go back up. And for whatever reason, the dog likes to jump down the stairs, but can only make it about halfway. Listen, aww, the dog's okay, but it reminds me of my dog, Benny, just a big, clumsy idiot. All right, so going down the stairs. Coming up the stairs. Runs really far back. Getting speed. Jumps.
Hey! But the dog's fine. The video is so awesome.
Just like right here, the last part, like the dog's running and...
video.
I'm going to. I'm gonna put
watched
it up.
This. I have to preface this before the show started.
100 times.
He was watching like 100 times.
I can't help it. It's just like the dog is like so energetic about it. He's ready to go.
Dogs have the best life. Like what?
He's just, like, I'm okay.
That's his day.
I'm okay. I'm doing good. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out as mentioned at joeandmckenzie.com. We'll get that blog up there soon. All right, song of the day is coming up next, and it's all about our mamas. That's right. These songs are dedicated to your mom. It'd be interesting to see what everybody goes with.